242 years ago, British and American forces clashed in the only Revolutionary War battle fought entirely on Vermont soil. On Sunday, July 7th, hundreds of reenactors brought the encounter back to life. VPR reporter Anna Van Dyne was there.
Early in the morning on July 7th, 1777, musket shots rang out over the ridge in Hubbardton, Vermont. And at 8 a.m. on July 7th, 2019, nearly 200 reenactors loaded up their muskets and walked out on the same grassy hill in front of a crowd of spectators. In July 1777, the British had invaded from Canada and were trying to split New England from the rest of the colonies. British General John Burgoyne chased the Americans from Mount Independence in Orwell, 20 miles southeast to Hubbardton. That's where the American rear guard engaged Burgoyne's troops. It was a minor battle, and the British won the field.
While the American force considered themselves defeated, in fact, it was a strategic victory. As a rear guard action, it worked.
That's Rob Keenan, who narrated this year's battle. He told the crowd of spectators what was going on, calling the shots like a football announcer as the soldiers ran to different positions on the hillside.
Anyone has broken contact. He orders his men to meet him in Manchester in 2 weeks. They scatter from Pittsburgh Ridge behind us.
And the reenactment did unfold like some kind of choreographed sports game. But instead of uniforms, they wore period costumes. And instead of passing a ball, they popped musketfuls of gunpowder at each other and pretended to die. This was all happening on the actual battlefield and on the same day as back in 1777. This makes Hubbardton unique, says Bob Franzoni of Castleton, who works at the battle site.
I know my son and I first reenacted here. It's something special because a lot of battlefields you can't do that, and not around anymore, Revolutionary War battlefields. And especially because, you know, people fought here for our country.
Bob and his son got into reenacting together more than 15 years ago.
Well, my son, like six, he's now 29, but it was about sixth, seventh grade. You know, he wasn't athletic. He wasn't into plays, and he wanted to camp out. So we joined the Cub Scouts, but you don't camp out in the Cub Scouts, so that didn't go anywhere. So we just, as father and son, you go around, see different events, and we saw reenactments. And after looking at a few, we said, hey, why don't we just try one? So we tried one, and we were together, father and son, every other week for 10 years, hanging out, camping out, with muskets. So
the action on the hill lasted about half an hour. After the battle, the reenactors returned to their living history camp, rows of white tents by the battlefield where they slept the night before. The air smelled like smoke and meat from meals being cooked in cast iron over campfires. The only modern touch was a row of porta-potties. In other words, Rob Keenan and the other reenactors were spending the weekend living as if it were actually 1777.
It's one thing to read it in a book. It's another thing to be on the spot, dressed the way they would have dressed, carrying all the equipment they would have carried, living in a tent or on a ground, chopping wood, carrying water, cooking over the campfires. It gives you so much deeper an appreciation of what people went through at the time and how much different life was.
When I took a stroll through the British side of camp, I found a man outside his tent who introduced himself as a member of the 9th Regiment of Foot of His Majesty's British Forces in North America, or Jim Murphy for short. He was taking care of his flintlock musket.
He's a fire with a flint and steel. It goes through a touch hole and comes out the barrel, and then boom, it's just smooth bore musket. Right now I'm cleaning it because we were just in a battle and they get all fouled up with gunpowder residue.
Jim was there with his daughter and fellow redcoat, Sarah. They've been doing this sort of thing together since she was 9. She's 36 now. She says it's never stopped being fun.
Some of the best things about it are what some people describe as a period rush. When you're surrounded by nothing modern, you can't see any cars, you can't hear any city noises, and you can kind of time travel. I think it sounds ridiculous, but you can almost imagine that you are somewhere else and some when else. I was actually at this event many years ago. We were running down the hill, like full tilt, bayonets fixed, and it was just that transportive experience that I think everybody's chasing. And you don't know where you are, you don't know when you are, and if no one told you to stop, you might actually bayonet someone.
And walking through the rows of tents to the tune of a fife and drum, surrounded by green hills that have hardly changed in the last 250 years, it's not hard to see what she means. For VPR News, I'm Anna Van Dyne.